Beautiful saints, it's so good to see you and be here. I've missed you all daily. Brother Webb, ever so eloquent and beautiful, I thank the Lord for the grace he has shown in you. And last night, that service is probably the most moving, touching music service I've ever witnessed. I moved to tears fairly easily. And last night, I couldn't stop them from flowing. And it was very beautiful, Brother Bob, and all of you. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you. You know, I was thinking I really liked the way the Lord put this together this time, because if we can hear more people and hear more grace and take our big teachings and take them to camp, that's going to make a complete blessing on this convention. And I can't wait to hear all of you. And it is kind of tough to follow you, Brother Webb. But I'm going to tell you that through my life, and when God really started impressing on me grace, and it took me to this day and probably the days I've left and probably the ages to come with him, because he's going to show us that precious grace for the ages to come. That scripture builds and builds and grows in us and gets deeper and purer, and as we start seeing the love in it. When I first started, the story that captivated me the most was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I remember that captivation being that I was moved to tears to see through Nebuchadnezzar's eyes that the fourth looked like the Son of God. And then later it took time and I started to realize that it was amazing to me that he was in the furnace with them and escorted them out of there. And this life that we are going through, this camel ride that we're going through, is, thank the Lord, are going to be a light affliction when we look at it. I wanted to speak today about 1 Corinthians 15:28. This is another scripture that in the very beginning when I started studying, I was blessed because God poured out on me this revelation. And before I knew anybody here, before I knew about grace and glory or anything, it was showing me the depths of this bridal truth, and I embraced it. And I want to read to you actually from 1 Corinthians 15:20 through this, because I kept telling myself I was just going to start at 15:28, but it's really hard because this is the consummation. This shows us from the time that Christ was risen until the end. And it's in these short verses right here. In verse 20, it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead." This is amazing to me that God is going to take his very self and Jesus and be able to put that in man. The man that Jesus came down here as a man, and that glory can be revealed in us, can be shown in us, can be grown in us, can be completed in us to the very image of him. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ first, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. That last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him." When I first started learning, and I really got to see the story of Joseph, and we've talked about this story over the years in Genesis, and you know, it's a microscopic view and look at the whole Bible, the whole life of Christ, from when he was risen to death. and to being to risen to the end. I'm sorry, and it always got me that everything was given through us throughout the whole Bible to see and know Him better. Every page, every verse, every word. Joseph was put in charge by Pharaoh, and this is how it reads. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. Jesus will reign as a man forever. 15:28 says, and when all things have been subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Paul never speaks of the time of this reign, but John tells us, we know it's 1,000 years. This is the grace and the love part that I can get through, that for eternity past, he said, I am one with the Father. In the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful prayer of John 17, he says, O now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Equal. One. Unity with the Father, right? I and the Father are one, is what John 10:30 says. How incredible was this joy that was set before him and endured that cross to give up a place of equality with God the Father. I remember thinking this, and this is dumb as it could sound, because when I was a kid, I was 20 when God started pouring this on me. It was a waterfall of information. It was a waterfall of revelation. And I kept thinking, you know, it's funny how so many things that we see, so many movies that we watch, so many things in our lives that mimic the Word of God, and they don't even know it. You know, Superman fell in love with Lois Lane, has to give up his power. This is all just material, dumb stuff. This is real. This is so real. That Jesus, for all of you, to redeem humanity, would step down and become a man, give up a place that had always been his, to take a step down to a place that always will be his. I'm telling you, that when that queen gets there, God saw fit that man should not be alone. And when we look at everything that he does for us, and you think about the amount of grace that it took to devise a plan so wise and so incredible, to build a love that was built solely from faith. A love that would grow in our hearts, that could be so great that the very love of Christ could be replicated in us, could live in us, could be in us. It just blows me away. And then as I get to see the scripture more and more over time, that after his glorious reign of peace and holy conquest, the Son himself shall be subject to the Father, that God may be all in all. Think about that. That way it puts now this hierarchy, if we want to call it, that God is all in all and everything is as it should be. I think about the love that Jesus bestowed on us through this Holy Spirit of him, that saw fit that this is how things should be. This is grace. This is grace unending. This is grace beyond any comprehension. I don't even know how we comprehend this kind of love could possibly exist. It's beyond us. Then it gets about thinking, because he's the grace that I've grown to know and the grace I've grown to see and the grace that he's showed me so far doesn't even compare to the grace he has yet to show me. I can't wait to see him, and I can't wait for him to tell me all of the things that I haven't even thought of asking. I was thinking about it, all of this, but everything that he's done. I wrote down this morning, I was sitting there, we were talking. You know that I love the book of Genesis, and I love to talk about the book of Genesis because it's something that we just don't talk about a lot. And it's something we just don't study a lot. And to see this, and it was funny, and I've said, you know, we lay down, he took Adam and put him to sleep and removes a rib. And Jesse and I were talking, and it's something that God had showed him that I had never actually thought about, was that that rib has always been in him. From eternity past, which you can't even call a timeline because it's eternity and it's always been that way. They removed a rib that has always been there. A rib portion. A glory of the sun, a glory of the moon, and a glory of the stars, and every star differeth from glory. I want that glory of the sun. I want to be with him. I used to think that I want to reign with him. You know, I just want to be with him. I want to be in the midst of that throne because that's where he's at. And I wrote this down this morning because after the songs I heard last night, and you think about this, there's fulfillment. There's fulfillment in all these scriptures. And there's fulfillment in what happens at the end when he says, then the end comes, right? And when all things have been subdued under him, then shall the Son also be made subject unto him and make his God all in all, right? If you look at the fulfillment of this, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all power, right, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power, fulfillment of this. And then last night, that beautiful song that Jesse sang, Isaiah 9:6, his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. Counselor, the age-lasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Then you go back, and that's why I kept telling myself, I said, I don't know if I have to read the whole thing, but you do. You know why? Because of this beautiful divine plan that God devised, that God put together, could not have been fulfilled if we weren't raised from the dead. It's the intricacy, the complexity of everything that he's done, but the simplicity that's in Christ is just grace. That we can see, that he can show us, he can teach us, he can give to us, and have us come to the knowledge of his Son. It's everywhere. I went through and listened to Ephesians 1:20 last night, chapter 1, 10 times. Because we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We have been. We were blessed before that rib portion. That rib was already in there. That's what I like about God and how revelation works. A simple conversation. Hearing a brother speak. Hearing a sister sing. Hearing the emotion and hearing the love. You know what? We were laughing last night because I told Brother Joe Rogers, when he goes back there, he says, they're teasing us about how we sing. I said, we're going to teach him a lesson and we're going to sing a duet, you and me. That'll chase anybody out. But the noise that is made from the mouth of a saint is nothing but beautiful to the Lord. I'm sure there is levels of beauty in that. I put in this thinking about, I wrote down this morning, we can't begin to comprehend the love, the grace of Christ that he had for us when he stepped down in order to redeem us, all of humanity. And I got to think about this. We say I stepped down. I don't even know if that's an accurate way to put it, because I don't think there was any question that he was willing to do it. I don't think there was any question that the plan wasn't perfect, that the plan wasn't exact, that the plan didn't accomplish every single thing that he wanted. God can't fail. And he gets us in there, and just think about this. Brother Aaron, we're part of it. We're part of that plan. We are known before the foundation of the world. I think about this, you know, we did this at camp when we talked last time. You know, there was this capsule. And you can't even call it a timeline in this, where mankind exists. Because there is certainly time with us. And we are here, and throughout the ages that we've been, and God broke us into seven ages for the whole time. Then he broke the church age into ages. Then he gave us parables to see it. Then he gave us churches, the churches of Revelation, to see it, so that we could see it from all different angles, so we could see it from all different places, so that we could understand and know that the depth and complexity that he put into this thing for us would take time. And he would reveal it to us over time. Simply yesterday, talking about that rib always being there is something I had never looked at that way before. Even though you know it, once you say it, well, geez, I should have thought of that. But you know what? God picks his timing. God fills us, and God reveals these spiritual things to us through his Holy Spirit at the time we're ready, and the time we need to know. God saw fit that man should not be alone. Adam, but I've said this 100 times. Adam wasn't lonely in the garden. He had God with him. He fellowshiped with God himself in the cool of the day. Jesus certainly wasn't lonely in the heavens. He had God. He had everything. And for some reason, God saw fit the addition of a bride would fulfill God's perfect plan. And we spend so much time where this thing gets so heavy to pick up and study, to pick up and share, to pick up and do these things. I've told you before, we used to have this big giant Bible, and it was simply art. We never looked in it. To this day, it just had a lot of pictures in it. That a rib would be removed from a body that's always been there. That before the foundation of the world, before the fall, he knew how many hairs you had on your head. Right? I'm telling you, except for Derek. Love you, brother. You know I love you. He knows how many hairs are on your head. I know how many hairs are on your head. I love you dearly, brother. And I think about this, that, you know, God's mercy withheld Abraham from plunging a knife into his own son. God's grace provided a ram in the thicket. God's mercy kept us from certain death. God's grace provided his son on the cross. God's grace put his son on a cross. The joy that was set before him because of that cross, he endured happily, chose it. That's us. Grace abounding, manifold grace. Grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. It's beautiful. I'll tell you, I'm so happy to be up here. I'm wanting so much for God's will to bring me here permanently. And because I think that I have a few days in the year that I think are my favorite days, and they're the days I spend here. And with all of you, it's the most encouraging, beautiful, happy, best time of my life. I thank God for it. I thank my Lord Jesus for it. I thank you for it. I always leave encouraged. I always leave with love abounding. I do. And I thank him that for the joy that was set before him, us, that he took a place of subjection forever, for the rest of eternity, to be with us, to become a man, to have a bride, to reign as a man for that 1,000 years, and then hand it back to the Father. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I will close with that, and I'll close with this. I love you. I love you all. I can't wait for camp. I can't wait for the next sermon. I can't wait for lunch. I can't wait for the sermon after lunch. Because Sister Penny, I can't wait to see you talk right after this. It's a wonderful, beautiful place, and I'd love it. We talk about it as it's a place of readiness. Right? Yeah. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.